Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 19th. You'll be interested to know, 176 years ago, today in 1848, the women's suffrage movement began in the United States. In the 1820s and 1830s, women became active in various reform groups. They challenged the cult of true womanhood, which confined women to domestic roles. This led to the Seneca Falls Convention in 1848, where activists like Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Lucretia Mott advocated for women's rights, including the right to vote. The struggle continued through the 19th century, culminating in the ratification of the 19th Amendment on August 18, 1920, which granted women the right to vote. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-high, groundswell Friday and Saturday with occasional chest-high sets. Sunday brings waist-high, medium period swell, shifting from west-southwest to west. Weather light in the mornings, becoming onshore at 5 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoons, creating semi-choppy conditions. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair in the morning until 10 at 2 to 4 feet. After that, it's looking pretty choppy. But conditions should smooth out a bit for a decent sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with a 1 foot incoming tide, when the northwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 4 foot at 9:45 a.m., with a 3 foot low tide at 1:45 p.m. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 68 degrees with 2 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:55 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:55. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 80 and wind of 5 to 10 mph. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be mostly cloudy in the morning, clearing up to sunny with a high near 80. Expect morning fog each day through Wednesday, followed by mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s, except for Wednesday, which will reach a high near 80. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Dr. Neftali Williams, a professor at San Diego State University, is set to take his skateboarding expertise to the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. Williams, who directs the new Center for Skateboarding, believes skateboarding builds community, especially among diverse backgrounds. Known as the first ambassador of skateboarding, he aims to engage Parisian communities and leaders in fostering global citizenship through skateboarding. Williams, who began skating in Massachusetts, has seen its power in unifying people worldwide, from Asia to Cuba. Notably, 5 of the 12 members of Team USA's Olympic skateboard team hail from San Diego County. Now on to sports. CBS Sports has secured the U.S. TV rights for the English Football League and Carabao Cup, previously held by ESPN. Starting next month, CBS will broadcast at least 250 matches per season, including 155 from the championship, 38 from Leagues 1 and 2, and 30 Carabao Cup matches. Relevant Sports, part of Stephen Ross's portfolio, negotiated the deal for $56 million. CPS aims to market the English Football League extensively, leveraging its experience with other European tournaments. The new season kicks off on Friday, August 9th, with 9 games over 4 days. In local sports, tonight, the Padres are on the road in Cleveland to take on the Guardians. In top news, Bud Light has fallen to the number 3 beer brand in the United States, following a controversy with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. According to Bump Williams consulting firm, Modelo Especial leads with 9.3% of beer dollar sales, followed by Michelob Ultra at 7.1% and Bud Light at 7%. Despite the decline, Bud Light remains the top-selling beer by volume. The consulting firm attributes Michelob Ultra's success to effective advertising and consumer acceptance. Anheuser-Busch InBev, Bud Light's parent company, continues efforts to rehabilitate the brand's image. In business news, Ken Griffin, a hedge fund billionaire, made headlines by paying $45 million for a nearly complete stegosaurus skeleton named Apex. The sale set a record for the highest amount ever paid for a fossil. Apex, a 150-million-year-old dinosaur, was initially expected to sell for up to $6 million. Griffin, the founder and chief executive of Citadel, plans to lend Apex to a museum in the United States. He previously bought a $44 million first edition copy of the United States Constitution. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $64,100. Ethereum is just over $3,400. And Solana is $162. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. NASA has canceled plans to launch the Viper moon rover due to supply chain and budget restraints. The Viper rover was part of NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Program. This small rover was designed to search for water in the moon's polar regions. Nicola Fox, NASA's missions administrator, emphasized that the mission team's diligent work through the pandemic was not in question. Due to delays, the launch would have been pushed to September 2025, increasing costs and affecting other missions. However, 3 of Viper's instruments will still reach the moon on other missions. And in entertainment news, Jon Hamm is back, and it's very, very cool. The former Mad Men star is a double Emmy nominee this year, recognized for his performances in The Morning Show and Fargo. Hamm played tech billionaire Paul Marks in The Morning Show and villainous Sheriff Roy Tillman in Fargo. This marks his 17th and 18th Emmy nominations, previously winning for Mad Men in 2015. Hamm believes these nominations feel different in today's peak TV landscape. Currently filming Your Friends and Neighbors, Hamm is thrilled and ready to enjoy the accolades. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and activist, Elizabeth Cady Stanton. And she said, "We are the only class in history that has been left to fight its battles alone, unaided by the ruling powers. White labor and the free black men had their champions, but where are ours? Right here, Elizabeth. Right here. I'll be your Huckleberry." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.